Welcome to the Inside Slant Podcast, brought to you by JayhawkSlant.com, bringing you the latest in KU recruiting news, team coverage, and all of the information you need. Here is the staff from Jayhawk Slant.
Hey everybody, this is Randy Withers with another edition of the Inside Slant Podcast from JayhawkSlant.com. Obviously, we have tons to talk about after yesterday's official announcement of Les Miles as the new head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. And with that in mind, we're going to get right into it. I'm bringing in the most sleep-deprived publisher in all of the Rivals Network, Mr. John Kirby. John, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm catching up on some sleep. I got a little bit more last night. I probably got 4 hours, but over these last 2 weeks, who needs sleep, right?
No kidding. I mean, when there's a coaching search and flights to be tracked and airports to be raided, I mean, there's who needs sleep when there's so much awesome stuff going on?
Well, I'll tell you what, I certainly didn't, and I can tell you, I think I got the best of Sprint these last couple weeks. They're probably going to shut me off as a customer. I think I had 400 minutes on the line, and they told me I think it was 8,000 minutes is what my last month's was, and then all the text messages. They're probably going to kick me out of the network.
Tell me this, John. How many of these coaching searches have you covered now in your time covering KU football?
This was number 5, so I'm starting to feel like I know exactly how they're supposed to go. And you know, Randy, I'll tell you this. I put an article out. I put an opinion column out. Oh, it was maybe Wednesday of last week. And I told everybody, guys, this is normal, okay? Because about that 10-day mark of every coaching search, it always seems like people start getting it's an antsy, it's a nervousness. Hey, where's the coach? What's going on? Where's Jeff Long at? And I put an article out and said, guys, everything, this is how it works. Sit back, be calm. Jeff Long's on top of this deal. You know, because, hey, nothing leaked from Jeff Long. I mean, nothing leaked from the University of Kansas side. So I know everybody was just wondering at that time. But you know what? Hey, 2 weeks from the day, he announces his head coach, and that's usually how they roll.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned the column that you published last week, because that very morning, I texted you, and I was about at my wit's end. I was like, okay, when is something going to happen? Because I had people reaching out to me, you know, friends, coaches, KU fans that were like, hey, have we missed on Miles? How far are we down the list? When's this thing going to come together? I even had a friend yesterday that I was texting him. I screenshotted the front page of the website off my phone and sent it to him and said, here you go. And he was like, I will exhale when I see Les Miles at the podium in a white hat. So once that picture went up, I sent it to him, and he was like, okay, I'm finally breathing for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, hey, it was good to get everything over with, and I'm sure this morning those guys were up early and getting to work at it on the recruiting trail and calling coaches.
Well, John, you were at the press conference yesterday. Obviously, first look that Jayhawk Nation had at new head coach Les Miles. What were your thoughts on what you saw, and really, what's your take on this hire?
Well, my take is that, you know, it's interesting. I saw something right before we got on the podcast here. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sportsline wrote something about Les Miles actually qualifies for the Hall of Fame right now. You've got to win 60% of your games. I saw in his article, you've got to have 100 games total. So, I mean, right now, hey, Les Miles qualifies as a Hall of Fame football coach. And I didn't know the requirements till I actually read Dennis's story. So I think that just gives you a little glimpse right there of what he means, just not locally, but the face of a program coming in from LSU and previously at Oklahoma State, and just what he's done and his accomplishments. So I think the big thing is, Randy, what stands out to me is Les Miles has been at the helm of a program. And when I say program, I'm talking about he knows how to put a program together. He knows what he wants from his analysts, what he wants from his GAs, what he wants from, you know, the people up front that greet people when they walk in the Anderson Family Football Complex. He knows what he wants from his recruiting staff. So, I mean, you know, that's going to be one of the big things is him getting in and getting his system in, because that's something, you know, people can talk about his age and whatever, But that's something guys like Les Miles, they don't forget. Okay. It's like somebody told me, I put this in one of my updates. It's like riding a bicycle. Once Les Miles knows how to put a program together, and that's something that's ingrained in him, and that's something that he's going to know how to do. So I think one of the things that I sat there and watched him was is, you know, this is a guy, he's just 100% ball coach. I mean, that's what he is. He's just, he is a football coach, and that's what, you know, I was talking to somebody today, a high school coach, and I was talking to them about, hey, what else would you ever do? He said, nothing. I'm a coach. And I immediately thought about Les Miles. That, you know, that's what he is. He is a ball coach, and that's what you're going to get from him. And I think it's a great hire. I really do. I think it's a solid hire. And I think Kansas is going to be real interesting just to watch starting here over these next few days what some of his moves are.
I know you and I have obviously been texting and talking a lot today about the comments that we're getting from recruits as well as coaches in the area. And, you know, talking to John Holmes over Bishop Miege and Justin Hoover at Shawnee Mission East, two good friends of mine, they both talked about how this brings instant credibility and that it creates a buzz around the program that can be nothing but positive. And I think that's what you're hearing from a lot of people. I mean, I talked to Blue Springs offensive tackle Conrad Rowley, who is a Northwestern commit. And he said, I messaged him and he wrote me back and he said, you know, it's funny that you just messaged me. He said, I've had people asking me all morning, what am I going to do now that Les Miles is at Kansas? And I think that there are a lot of guys that are starting to have those conversations or starting to wonder. I know you've posted some of the quotes that I got from various recruits around the area on the board. I mean, guys like Johnny Wilson and Etnosa Rubin, who you can tell are kind of like, huh. I didn't expect that. And I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's something where we're going to necessarily see it pay off right away. I know there are people that seem to think that, you know, you announce Les Miles and you've got four stars ready to jump in the boat the next day. I don't think it's going to go that way. But I think this is a staff that, as he's proven so many times before at LSU and at OSU, he's going to pay dividends on the recruiting trail. And he's going to develop players in a way that we haven't seen in a while at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, a lot of it's going to be on his staff, which I know we'll talk about here in the upcoming segment. But, you know, it's just not all going to be about Les Miles here. You know, he's going to get people in the door. You know, he's going to need some help on the recruiting trail and the coaching. But, you know, one thing he does is you know, when I've talked to recruits, so have you, when you say Les Miles, they all know who he is. You know,
yes.
I mean, there's not any explaining, not that that's always the end all be all, you know, but I mean, his name carries a lot of weight in the recruiting in the football world. You know, it was just 2 years ago. He, you know, you saw his picture on ESPN all the time. He was always on the, you know, the 6 o'clock kickoff, you know, in Baton Rouge, all the people going crazy. And the recruits still remember that. A lot of these kids that are seniors now, you know, they were still sophomores in high school watching that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's interesting to note, too. You know, people used to talk about here in Kansas City, the Chiefs under the previous regime, under Scott Pioli, people talked about the love affair they had with LSU players. Glenn Dorsey, Tyson Jackson, Dwayne Bowe. Those were all guys that played at LSU under Les Miles. And those are names that guys around here know. And I'm sure those will be names that he'll throw out once he gets on the recruiting trail.
Yeah.
Now,
that,
one of the things you mentioned. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, bud.
I was going to say, you already mentioned talking about the coordinators. That's one of the really big topics right now is who's going to fill out the rest of this staff. How quickly do you think we're going to start hearing names as to who Miles is going to bring on board to turn this ship around?
Well, I think there's some factors that lead into this on the timing. Number one is, you know, obviously that's one of the things he's working on, I'm sure, today. But, you know, people need to be patient. You know, again, it's just like we talked about that article I wrote when we were 10 days into the search. You know, let Miles get his guys. Let him interview them. Remember, you still got some guys who are going to be playing through this weekend. You've got some guys who could be candidates who are going to be playing through the following weekend in their conference championships. So I think it's important to, you know, do it right. Don't rush into anything. And I don't think he will. And remember, Randy, he's been off for 2 years. So there's a lot of people he's been talking to. He's probably visited other places, looked at things, offenses. I know. Heck, I've seen photos of him at high school football games. So, you know, he's got a plan in place. You know, he's had time to sit there and look at things and know what he'll want to do. And one of the other things that I think will factor in is the current staff. You know, when he goes through and talks to those guys who want to have a chance to stay on, what impact from those guys end up playing a factor into it staying on, because that will lessen the guys that he has to hire from the outside of who he sees as a good fit on his current staff.
Absolutely. I know one of the ones that everybody sees, everybody's talked about and wondered about is Tony Hull with his connections in Louisiana, and obviously Les Miles coming up. That'll be an interesting one to follow here over the next few weeks. I want to bring this up because I've seen it from rational writers more than anything, but I've even heard some talk here on sports radio in Kansas City about this afternoon. Do you buy into the questions about Les Miles and him turning 65 and whether he's going to have the kind of energy needed for the job here in Lawrence?
No, I really don't. I'll tell you what, when he was there yesterday at the press conference, I can guarantee you this, he didn't look a guy like a guy who looks 65. I promise you this, when I'm 65, I hope that's what I look like.
No doubt.
You know,
no
doubt. Golly, hey, you know, what are the other things people bring up? Is that little pause that he had in his press conference last night where he was kind of thinking and thinking back. And, you know, I laugh because I'm 50 and I do what he did probably five times a day. So, I mean, hey, I hope nobody judges me when I kind of lose my little train of thought and I kind of space off for a second. Then I come back because I know it's a habit I have, but I just don't buy into that stuff, Randy. He's, you know, he's a young 65 and, like I said earlier, the guy's a ball coach, and I think he knows what he's getting into, and I have no qualms about his age, and I'll guarantee you that's something Jeff Long and he talked about. And Jeff, if there was an issue with that, Jeff Long would have looked hard into it, and you know, when he became a candidate.
I agree. I mean, if he had any concerns at all about his ability to be able to do the job and do it for as long as he needs to, or be able to come at it with the kind of energy and intensity he's going to have every day to turn things around at KU, Jeff Long would have gone a different direction. I'm right there with you on that one. I agree completely. Kirby, speaking of Jeff Long, put yourself in that man's shoes, in the AD's shoes. What are some of the reasons you think he hired Les Miles?
Well, I think, you know, just some credibility, number one. But, and I've said this, look back over Jeff Long's history as an athletic director, and I think that gave a lot of clues. I mean, when he was at Pittsburgh, he hired Dave Wannstedt. And I know Wannstedt was a former Pitt grad, and he had a lot of the former players pushing for him. But, you know, the guy was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I mean, that carries a pretty big name. So, you know, Jeff Long got him. Then he went to Arkansas and hired Petrino. And I don't care what anybody says, Bobby Petrino was a good football coach. I mean, the guy was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And then his last hire at Arkansas was Brett Bielema. And I know Brett Bielema didn't work out, but you have to look at head coach hires. I've always said this, in the present time. And at that time, Bielema had won 60-something games in 6 years at Wisconsin. He was three straight times in the Rose Bowl. I mean, Brett Bielema was one of the hottest younger coaching names in the country. I mean, 98% of the colleges in the country whose coach wasn't named Saban would have probably taken Brett Bielema as their head football coach. So when you look at Jeff Long's past, I don't want to say they're safe hires, but I just want to say they're all credible hires. And when he sat there on the Sunday night in his first press conference before he went out on the search, he made a comment that he said, you know, I want to go out and find a guy who's led men, who's successful with head coaching experience. And he started kind of going down this checklist. And I know other people had to be sitting right around me and they're going, boy, that sounds like Les Miles to me. So, you know, when he went out, I just think that Les Miles had to have been his top target, if not maybe that 1, 2, 3 guys of, you know, your dream guys that you want to go out and think you can get. So I really think that this came down to when Jeff Long looked, he said, I've got to go get a guy who's seen winning, who's put together a program, who can come to Kansas and bring some of those winning qualities and have that rub off and oversee a program in Lawrence.
You talk about those winning qualities. You've covered Kansas football for 19 years. When you talk about those winning qualities, what have you seen that have worked? And more than that, what advice would you give, you know, somebody stepping into the big office at the Anderson Family Football Complex?
Well, Randy, Kansas is different, and I'd even throw Kansas State in that mix, because with Kansas City and the state of Kansas, you know, you and I've covered recruiting for a long time. I mean, between talking to all the recruits and the coaches around here and going to the football camps, you know, there are, when you talk Power 5 level recruits, there are not a lot of them. There's not enough to go around, at least. There's some good football players around here. But when you look at it, I mean, even recently, some of the top guys, they go to Clemson, Oklahoma, Nebraska. I mean, some of the elite ones seem like they're leaving. And even if you got your share of recruits from this area, let's say Kansas fills out their class with four or five local kids. I mean, that's probably max on good years. You've still got 20 kids to fill your class out. So, you know, Les Miles talked about that 500-mile radius, and I know I'm sure Dallas and Houston and Louisiana, you know, have a little dot on the map in there too. So you're going to have to go to those type of places to do it. What I've seen that's worked at Kansas is hard work, grinding it out, but there's one thing that seems like it stands out to me more than any other. Kansas is a place that's been so hard to win that I think after a season or two, it almost seems like every coach over the last 25 years, they get to year two or year three, and I don't want to say they panic, but they start to say, hey, we've got to win, okay? I'm on a five-year contract, and I've got to win. And they all start going after JUCO transfers, and they start going after four-year transfers. And you try to speed the process up instead of letting it play out. And I'll take you back to 2002. I remember Mark Mangino in his first year. I don't know if they won a game. They might have won one game that very first year. And his staff went out, and they set out to find junior college kids to try to turn the thing around quick. And I think they signed 12 or 13 that year. And what happened was they got put on, the school put them on a limit. And they said, going forward, you can't sign more than three junior college kids in a class. And what followed after that was a bunch of bowl wins, right? I mean, what, 2005, 2007, 2008? And you know what? When you go back and look at those teams, what were they? All majority high school kids. And it's hard. I get it. I get it when you're at Kansas or you're at a place when you start looking at years two and three and you start pressing and you think you got to start getting out of your early plan that you had to recruit high school kids. I've seen almost every coach at Kansas, that's what they do. So I think the big thing is you've got to just tell people, tell your donor base, your fan base, hey, listen, we're going to build this roster up. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it with high school kids. We may pluck a few junior college kids here and there to pad some areas that we need immediate help. And Les Miles even said it in the press conference last night. He mentioned some of the Kansas junior colleges, and he used the word emergency. So, you know, he talked about, you know, you're going to go out and find junior college kids, and you're going to bring them in when only needed. And I'm not saying junior college kids are bad at all, okay, because I've seen some pretty doggone good junior college kids help programs. You know, I've seen a lot of junior college kids help programs from around here. But I think the real big thing is sticking with that plan and staying with it. And I just remember the hard work Mangino and that staff they used to do. And I remember used to hearing from those guys, those 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the evening drive home after those late nights in the office. So I really believe if somebody had to ask me what I've seen work after, you know, I've been close with almost every staff that's been at KU and seen what's work. And it seems like that's the one that always stands out.
Do you think because of the level of talent and competition in the Jayhawk Conference, and because in a lot of cases there may be players that staff, they can look out and say, okay, there's a kid 50 miles from here that is better than anybody we have on our roster at this specific position. Do you think because it seems like those reinforcements are so close by, does it make it harder to turn down the allure of the JUCO quick fix?
Well, I think what happens is guys sit there and they say, golly, you know, we lost this linebacker. Okay, we got to go get a junior college kid to replace him. When if you look at, you know, God, I remember the one year KU had, what was it, Kane, Floodman, Reed. Okay. And then you're like, wow, what do you do when these guys are gone? Well, then they came back in. They had Holt, Mortensen, Rivera. So those were all high school guys that came up through the system to replace those three guys that left. So it can be done. But again, I think the fan base has to understand, listen, we're going to do this right. We might take some lumps. We might take some butt kickings. And then in year two, we're hoping those lumps and butt kickings become a little less. And then by year three, we hope to be given some of those butt kickings, because now those kids have kind of learned the ropes. They've played some Big 12 football, and they've kind of figured out what it takes to win.
One of the critical elements in giving those butt kickings versus taking them, we know that that boils down to success on the recruiting trail. And we know how this works. Once the coach gets in place with a few assistants, then everybody on the slant goes full blast into recruiting mode. And it seems like it has already happened today. So let's dig into this a little bit, John. What are you hearing? Because I know you, like I said earlier, you and I have both talked to a lot of people today, a lot of kids, a lot of coaches. When you've reached out to some of the guys that have interest from the Jayhawks, what are you hearing and just the reaction to the announcement of Les Miles?
Well, I hear a lot of positive things. I see a lot of excitement from recruits. You know, like we touched on earlier, everybody knows who Les Miles is. So I think that plays into something. You know, I was talking with Jaden Russell, and I thought it was, you know, he's an LSU fan. You know, I didn't know that. And, you know, I've covered him for a couple years, and I know you have too. So, you know, he said he's watched, you know, Les Miles roam the sidelines at LSU since he was a younger kid, and he always followed him.
Well, and I think that's one of those things that people are, I think we're going to hear more of that. We're going to hear from more kids, kind of like I mentioned earlier, you know, guys that they may know Les Miles or they may not, but they know Dwayne Bowe and Glenn Dorsey and Tyson Jackson and other guys that played at LSU when Miles was there. And I think that's going to carry weight, no question about it. Speaking of Jaden Russell, I know you had a chance to talk with him earlier today. We've got some audio from him. Let's hear a little bit of your conversation with the St. Thomas Aquinas senior defensive back.
Just thoughts on Les Miles going to Kansas.
It's huge because anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge LSU fan. So, I love Coach Miles. Like, I watched him ever since I was, younger. And he had, Patrick Peterson and all of them. So, I mean, I think it's huge.
Well, I know you were considering Kansas. I mean, does a hire like that now make you consider them more or just keep them every bit as much on the radar as you had them?
No, yeah, I'm definitely considering it for sure. Like, Coach Miles to KU is huge, for sure. I'm definitely looking into it.
Tell me about you know, what do you plan to do after you guys take title game? You plan on taking any visits? You know, how's the recruiting start working for you once the season's over?
Oh, yeah. I kind of put away the recruiting process. My senior season, I told myself that I'm going to give it all and just try to focus on the season. But once the season's done, for sure, I have to start finding a place where I want to play next year. So after that, I'm going to start setting up officials and then so I'll go from there and try to hopefully sign December 20th.
That was Aquinas standout Jaden Russell, a guy that has talked about his interest in the Jayhawks for well over a year now. One of his first offers, actually, his first D1 offer was from KU under David Beatty's staff. And it seems like he's very high on the idea of just what Les Miles can bring to this program.
Yeah, you know, Jaden Russell is, and right now, I know you and I, when we've reached out to high school coaches and recruits, it's mainly been on the local level because, you know, we're kind of waiting to see what recruits we've got to touch base with once the staff starts going out on the road or making phone calls and extending some new offers. But everything right now has been super positive, and all the high school coaches I've talked to today seem like that. And again, Randy, you and I have talked about this. And this is not a knock on Kansas. It's not a knock on their staff. And hey, Missouri and Kansas State fall in this, but just Kansas City alone. I mean, you've got some good football players in the area. Coaches are, you know, a little down with how they've been recruited locally.
No doubt. No doubt. I was having a conversation with Leon Douglas earlier today, who, you know, his North Kansas City squad just finished out the best season they've had since the 1950s. And he's got two D1 kids on his roster with a defensive lineman and a running back linebacker kid that I know we've talked about on the boards in CJ Price. The thing that he said, like a lot of other coaches, just like Coach Holmes at Miege, like Coach Hoover at Shawnee Mission East, Coach Fregon at Liberty that I've talked with, they've all said the same thing. They're like, you know, recruit our kids. And it's something that, oddly enough, and I texted this to you earlier, it's crazy because all three local schools have had their issues in recruiting in Kansas City for whatever reason. And we've seen a lot of talented kids either opt to go elsewhere because they may have gotten that big Clemson offer, like an Adonosa Rubin or an Isaiah Simmons, who is starring now for the Tigers. Or it may have been somebody that chose to go elsewhere because they didn't necessarily pick up an offer from one of the local schools. And I think a lot of the coaches that I know I've talked to, they're optimistic in that they hope that KU is going to come in and recruit more under Miles in the metro area and give kids around here an opportunity. Because like you said, there may not be, 15, 20 high-level BCS kids in Kansas City every year. But the thing is you can find a lot of good football players who they may not be the kind of guys that come in and start for you from year one, but they might be guys that after a redshirt year and maybe another year to adjust to the rigors of college football, they play a heck of a lot of ball for you for the following three seasons.
Absolutely. And like we just talked about, those three linebackers, I mean, those guys were all guys that went in the program and grew up and went through it. And, Kevin Kane, I mean, hey, he's the defensive coordinator at SMU right now. But Kevin Kane, he was going to Missouri State. And then in the last week, Kansas came in and offered him. And I know, Kevin Kane was probably a 4.85, 4.940 guy. And he didn't fit the mold of the eyeball test and the speed. But, he was a football player and he's a tough kid. And, you can't build your whole program with that. But you can sure find some kids in each class that can be program guys who are local guys who will play with pride because they're going to be play in front of their family and their friends and their old high school buddies. So, that's one thing that I think you will see Les Miles do. I think he knows, like I said, I think he's had a chance to put together a plan and done his homework. And I expect we'll start hearing some things pop up pretty soon about Kansas being in some local high schools.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely. And as somebody that is really, I consider myself an official flag wave for kids in Kansas, Missouri, and especially here in Kansas City, that's something that I'm really looking forward to. All right, everybody, that will do it for this edition of the Inside Slant podcast from JayhawkSlant.com. Just wanted to be sure to get together with John after everything that's happened over the last few weeks, finally culminating in the big announcement of Les Miles hiring as the new head football coach of the Kansas Jayhawks yesterday, to get together and kind of rehash it with you guys and let you know what's going on. Remember, take advantage of the free trial we have right now for Jayhawk Slant, which will get you free access to everything all the way up until spring football in April. If you're already a member of the site, hey, we are happy to have you. But hey, spread the word. Tell your friends that are fellow Jayhawk fans. This is the place to come for the best information on the Kansas football program, as well as the best coverage you will find anywhere with Shea Wildebor covering Kansas basketball as we get ready for the heart of the basketball season. What should be another memorable year for Bill Self and the boys. Be sure and check in on the message board for all the latest info on the coaching staff, recruiting news, notes from Kirby and I. For John Kirby, this is Randy Withers from Jayhawk Slant. We'll talk to you next time.
This has been a podcast from JayhawkSlant.com.